All aboard!
C'est Chambou! Le matin!
Twirl!
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Por la mañana, in the morning.
In the morning to you, Jean-Claude.
In the morning to you and in the morning to all ships at sea who are listening.
I looked into this Labor Day thing. More than 100 years after the first Labor Day observance, there is still some doubt as to who first proposed the holiday for workers. While, yes, indeed, on September 5th in 1882, the Central Labor Union of New York started this observance, it did not become a federal holiday until 1894, 6 days after the Pullman strike. Pullman Coach Company, who made coaches for trains, lowered the wages of the slaves. The good people of Pullman, it was a union at the time.
We go out.
They went nuts, and they said, screw it.
We hit people in the mouth.
And they went on strike. They actually got the engineers of other corporations to refuse to pull Pullman coaches. And President Grover Cleveland sent in the troops. 30 people were killed?
33.
So Grover Cleveland was freaking out, so they introduced this bill real quick, and we need to calm the slaves down. So he introduced the idea of a day off on Monday, and this thing passed through the House in 6 days. That's how desperate the situation was. And that is the true genesis of Labor Day.
Usually, renewing this transportation bill is a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
The biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. We've done it 7 times in 2 years. Hey, it's a no-brainer. Just sign this thing. Come on, Rich Trumka says it's a no-brainer. Sign it. This is about Section 903 of the FAA Reauthorization Act. The National Mediation Board changed the Railway Labor Act. This is how far back this thing goes. To allow a union to organize workers with only a majority of the votes cast. Because it used to be, if you didn't show up, then your vote was against. And they changed it and said, well, if you don't show up, then you have no vote.
So what's your point?
That our president is disingenuous. Musha Musha.
Musha Husha. Musha Musha. Duga, whatever that guy's name is.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Hey, JC, if you're listening, go get the New York Times on the steps.
Hey, and give me some orange juice while you're at it.
Anybody that wants to work with us, we work with them for a lot of reasons. One, it saves us money. They can do some work for us, and we can do some work for them as long as it's not. You know, this is very much, I like to describe it as like Intel and AMD sharing patents. It's not unusual for this to go on, for the CIA to have contacts with other intelligence agencies, including during the Cold War with the Russians. We've always been with, you know, friends supposedly with Gaddafi ever since the Lockerbie bombing. So it's no stunning shocker that there's some CIA connection to the Libyan CIA or whatever they call themselves. The one which is signed Steve, looks like a note from the CIA, signed Steve. Who does this piece of shit?
Steve.
So Steve signed off on this, whoever the fuck Steve is.
In the morning.
They said it was an alleged document.
The CIA has declined to comment specifically on these alleged documents.
You're holding the thing and it's alleged. How do you have an alleged document if you're holding it? It's a document. Yeah. It's not an alleged document.
This is
they don't know how to use the word alleged, these people.
I am the alleged Adam Curry speaking to the alleged John C. Dvorak.
Human Rights Watch says this letter signed with the name Steve is from the CIA. The recipient was Musa Kusa.
Musa Kusa.
An intelligence service under Gaddafi.
I want to meet Steve.
I want to meet Steve.
Hello, everybody!
Alleged documents between 2002-2004, which squarely is meant to blame anything on the Bush regime. They did all that bad stuff. You know, we came in, we saved the day, because clearly Cheney and Bush were, you know, in cahoots.
Shysters. If we're going to blame the CIA for stuff, let's don't do it for bullcrap like this, because no one's going to pick up on it. Congress knows how it works. No one's going to investigate anything. There's just nothing to investigate. It's a phony story.
And of course, this was all meant to cover up what was really going on in Paris, which was really underreported. It was very hard for me to find any clips, video whatsoever on the 46 nations. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm getting JC to go get the papers that are on the steps down below.
I thought you were whistling to the dog.
I whistle to get attention.
Wait a minute. You put your kids on a leash and you whistle at them?
It's a big house. I got to whistle to get attention. I don't have an intercom like your place.
Intercom.
Attention, 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 JC. Attention, attention, JC.
I had to resort to a lot of the UK media. The main benefactors of the spoils of Libya will, of course, be Gitmo Nation East and Gitmo Nation Stinky Cheese. The BBC is on full-blown propaganda alert. They cut to the guy on what is now known as Martyr Square. It's been renamed, apparently. They changed all the street signs. It used to be Green Square. Now, the thing is empty in the morning, and it is filled with light trusses, huge floodlights. I mean, they've built a virtual set. Let's listen to the propaganda from the empty studio set.
Just a matter of time, they say, before Colonel Gaddafi is apprehended or killed.
By the way, that's also new. It used to be no-fly zone, now it's kill or capture.
He'd rather turn Libya into hell than surrender.
This used to be Green Square under the Gaddafi regime, but now it's been reclaimed by the anti-Gaddafi opposition and renamed Martyr Square. Yay. It's empty now, but in the next couple of hours it's going to be absolutely packed. The first time that people in Tripoli have been able to celebrate Eid freely since the fall of the dictatorship of 42 years. Gaddafi himself issued a couple of broadcasts yesterday warning of a long guerrilla war of resistance. We will burn the ground under their feet.
They can't lie because, of course, someone will be able to understand the Libyan dialect of Arabic and will call them on it. So what do you do in this case if you want to totally discredit the guy and make him sound like a kooky nutball? You do the voice like this.
You fucking sneaky bastard. I'm gonna take your dwarf. I'm gonna nail it to the wall. I'm gonna crush your boils in a meat grinder. I'm gonna cut off your arms. I'm gonna shove them up your asshole. Dirty summon a bat, my own club.
Yeah, you bring a comic actor in.
It's like, we will burn it inch by inch. I tell you, I am horrible dictator. That is such horrible reporting to do that. Here's a Miliband's talking point.
This is an important moment, first of all, to recognize the National Transitional Council and the role they will be playing. We've got to be led by them in this because it's very important that the Libyan people determine their own future. For example, unfreezing the assets that they have so that they can get the money flowing in from oil.
Good job. We need to help them. We need to help them with stuff like money and, you know, that we stole.
And let's also remember the role that British service personnel have played in enforcing that no-fly zone, protecting civilians, and making possible that transition that we want to see.
And let's not forget that we deserve part of the spoils of all that because, hey, we were there. Don't forget we were there. So here comes Haig.
We're working now on a new UN Security Council resolution which will mandate a UN mission in Libya, help that we can provide expertise, for instance, in policing and the clearance of landmines.
Boots on the ground.
When were landmines in the picture?
It's bullcrap. It's just like throwing a Lady Di B-roll or something. The landmines. Ever clearing out a landmine so the stupid slaves buy it.
That's what that was a callback to, actually.
Totally.
Think about it.
Totally.
It wasn't a foreign force that knocked over Gaddafi's regime. The Libyans did it themselves. This wasn't done to them. They did it.
Wait a minute. It wasn't.
Are we kidding?
It wasn't a foreign force. Thousands of bombs, which we never saw on television, when we saw rebels shooting randomly.
It was just a bunch of bombs that crap out of them and let these boneheads with their stupid guns on the back of pickup trucks fire into the air. Give me a break.
How unbelievable
is that?
Did
the UK public buy this crap?
It was not a foreign force. Yes, it was. It's the Libyan shore. Who's Snooki in the Libyan shore? We don't have we haven't cast her yet.
Nicole.
Clinton comes out, Hillary Lucifer. She gets an interesting question from Nicole, who does not announce herself as Nicole, but Hillary knows her as Nicole. Now, this is about the Lockerbie bombing, for those of you who don't know who Al Megrahi is.
There's a lot of anger on Capitol Hill and in the U.S. at large about Abdel Basset Al Megrahi, the fact that he's still at large in Libya. We understand you brought the issue up with Libya's new leaders. Could you tell us what you asked of them and how they responded?
Well, Nicole, first, I want to underscore the fact that I share the anger. As I have said many times, the United States categorically disagrees with the decision that was made 2 years ago by the Scottish executive to release Al Megrahi and return him to Libya. We have never wavered from our disagreement and
for a condemnation.
That decision, he should be behind bars.
Well, hold on a second, Hillary. Have you watched CNN? All she has to do is call Nick Robertson. Remember, he was knocking on the door and climbing over the wall. Oh, I found him. Very hard to find him here in the upmarket apartment complex.
This is where he's been living for the last couple of years. We're going to knock on the door, see if we can get any answer.
McGrahi, apparently in a coma, his aging mother at his side.
Why don't you just go in there, Hillary? Would you click the clap boots?
You mean she's just blatantly lying?
She just said, no, he should be in jail. We're all over this. I think, because this Robertson thing was Wednesday. This speech of hers was Friday in Paris.
I've come to the conclusion that the only right way they could do this war to begin with is they finally captured the evidence that McGrahi and those guys were going to present to the World Court or whoever to get him off to put the finger on the real culprits for that Lockerbie thing.
Yeah.
And once they captured that and put it aside, then now they can take care of the rest of these guys.
Hello, everybody.
I just can't believe the gall. But again, nobody's watching the store, and they can say whatever they want, and people lap it up, lap.
Let's just also recognize one remarkable piece of
coincidence.
All of the countries that are tagged by the mainstream media on behalf of the political elite, all of the countries tagged, such as Venezuela, Cuba, Libya, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, all have one thing in common, or had one thing in common, and that is they are free of debt from the World Bank.
I think not!
They have their own banks, they issue their own currency. Recognize the remarkable
coincidence
between Gaddafi's statement that he was going to start issuing gold dinar and demanding that his oil was purchased in gold.
China.
And then the next thing we know, of course, then we have a popular uprising.
I think not!
China!
When Tony Blair and George Bush announced in 2002 that they were planning to launch a regime change event on Iraq, millions of people hit the streets across the Western world. But this time, effectively, the same is in process in Libya as was done in Irak, what would that be, 8 years ago, 2003. And yet this time, because, if you like, the scene was set through other popular uprisings, Libya just seemed to be the next natural part of the process.
The United Nations has agreed to release a chunk of Libya's frozen assets.
What's a chunk? Here's a chunk. Here's a chunk of your change.
You can take that to the bank.
A travel advice warning has come out about Morocco. Subjects of the Gitmo Nation East not to travel there because of purported terrorism.
Squirrel!
There's two things they wanted to cover up, I believe. One is the real rollout of WikiLeaks, which nobody seems in the mainstream media wants to talk about. They just complain about it. This is terrible that these people released all these documents that we had a monopoly on.
Professional, licensed journalists, that they would wade through everything and find what is important for us to know. Then they would check it with the State Department, make sure it's okay to release it. Then they'd redact it, and then they'd print it in the papers like some big news.
Meanwhile, they're chasing Assange all over the place. And right. So he said, screw it. These guys are dropping the ball. And so he just released the whole damn thing. She has hand on the red button, big old red button. And boom, pushed it down. And whatever the case is, the banker stuff is what's going to get him in trouble.
New information on riots that took place at Syria's infamous Saydnaya military prison in 2008. Clayton Swisher, the head of Al Jazeera's transparency unit, explains.
By the way, Al Jazeera transparency unit.
The Syrian government approaches Islamist prisoners at the Saydnaya military prison. They say to them, we will release you, train you, provided you go and fight Americans in neighboring Iraq. Many of the prisoners obliged, off they go. When the prisoners came back, they're now Iraq War veterans, rather than give them any sort of freedom, the Syrian government puts them right back in the cells that they had left. The result was the Syrian military surrounds the prison. They send in unarmed cadets who were then overpowered, took their uniforms, put them on, dressed the cadets in prison garb, marched them up onto the roof of the prison. The Syrian military then shoots its own.
There's a call between Paulson, Christine Lagarde, and Sarkozy, the top officials in France and the United States, being Paulson, Sarkozy, and Lagarde, who at the time was the finance minister from France, knew, in 2007 now, knew that the banks were committing fraud with all the subprime mortgage bullcrap packaging, lying to investors, And they basically agreed we were just going to keep quiet to try and figure it out. They knew it a full year before this thing blew up. But it seems that we, the American peoples, through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are suing 17 big banks who, of course, pretty much were all complicit in the financial meltdown. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Barclays, HSBC, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, First Horizon National, for like $200 billion.
We just need cash.
Lawyers for the former French president, Jacques Chirac, says he's not fit to attend his corruption trial. The trial, which starts on Monday, has been repeatedly postponed.
This has been going on forever. The system doesn't work.
He has a note from his doctor. I'm not feeling too well. I don't think I can come.
The WikiLeaks thing just, you know, blows it out. What you get from the New York Times and the Guardian, these great bastions of truth, lives are going to be at risk.
No, people may already be dead. They may already be killed because of this.
It's like, what? Who?
It does put Assange in a new light.
He's getting tired. He's going to start rolling stuff out that these guys don't want rolled out.
I thought he was 100% CIA asset, and now I'm not so sure.
Well, maybe he was at one time, and they're not treating him with, you know, there's some deal that was made that they've reneged on, and he said, okay, push the big red button.
This kind of legitimizes everything that's in there, and we don't know if this is true. CableGateSearch.net.
A teenage boy is accusing United Nations peacekeepers in Haiti of rape. Mobile phone video, which is said to show the attack, has been presented to the UN. Soldiers from Uruguay are accused of assaulting the 18-year-old.
Shoved a soda bottle into his rectum.
UN troops are just these horrible people, and they do this shit because they think they can get away with it because they wear that blue helmet or whatever.
Right.
This is the future. Blue-helmeted rapists, you know, running things.
Brought to you by Viagra.
A new terror warning is out tonight as we near the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Watch out for small aircrafts. It describes Al-Qaeda's continued interest in attacking the aviation sector.
Which aircraft? isn't it just aircraft, no S?
It would be aircraft. Because aircraft also is plural.
Yeah, it is plural by saying aircraft, but you don't.
Yeah, I have a bunch of aircraft here.
Yeah, but she keeps saying aircrafts.
Operatives may try to get training on small aircrafts.
Be very afraid, everybody, of the aircrafts. Aircrafts.
So you want to take bets on what's going to happen on September 11th?
No, because we both would say nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
The Durban Declaration said, there's only one racist country in the world, and that's Israel.
We still have racism, God knows. But it's so different now. It's so much better.
Bullshit!
But then the UN comes out with this report about the flotilla attack on the Turkish flotilla.
Presumably Israel feels vindicated about this, that there was no violation of international law. But will they apologize?
Their blockade is legal, and they were right to act in self-defense, having been violently provoked. On the other hand, of course, it doesn't say much for the state of Israel-Turkey relations.
The only thing I could come up with is that this is somehow a setup for a Turkish false flag against Israel.
I'm not going to disagree with the theory. Turkey is becoming a pain.
I have one bite of turkey.
But why is it always so much in the news?
There's a bunch of Jew haters in this country, including a lot of Jews themselves, I might add, who keep bringing this topic up, but it's all part of an anti-Semitic agenda as far as I'm concerned, and it's always usually left-wingers. They support the Palestinian cause, whatever that is, because it's never been fully expressed. Like I said, I ignore it. Let them take care of it themselves. I mean, it's like, it's regional. It's a regional issue. I'm not the Book of Knowledge. Look it up on the Wikipedia. You'll get the explanation.
Well, I do know that the stuff is heating up because we have the UN that is going to recognize the Palestinian Authority.
The Palestinian Authority, this is like recognizing California.
Screw California.
They're going to recognize the Palestinian Authority as a country. That Bunky Moon guy's always all over the place.
Uncle Dom likes Bunky Moon. I feel bad.
Now he's over in Australia hanging out with that crazy woman.
Well, sure, he's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm sure he is, too. With a name like Bunky.
Hey, Bunky, throw the ball, man. Bunky, batter up, Bunky. Paper that came out by a guy named Rolf Dobelli. Avoid news towards a healthy news diet. His thesis essentially is, news is really not good for you. It makes you dumb. Where really learning something and understanding the history of something takes a very long time, lots of analysis. We are on topics for years.
Yeah, we deconstruct, and try to analyze and try to look for codes.
So this is even more reason to support the No Agenda Show and turn off your television. Number four in his list, news is toxic to your body. News constantly triggers the limbic system. Panicky stories spur the release of cascades of cortisol, which is glucocorticoid. This deregulates your immune system and inhibits the release of growth hormones. In other words, your body finds itself in a state of chronic stress. High cortisol levels cause impaired digestion, lack of growth, cell, hair, and bone, nervousness, and susceptibility to infections. News consumers risk impairing their physical health. The other potential side effects of news include fear, aggression, tunnel vision, and desensitization.
Fluoride in my cup.
It's designed to keep you watching so you get advertising. It's not designed to really inform you. It's designed to scare the crap out of you so you keep you. And next, the three things that will kill you that are in your coffee right after this.
Yeah, stay tuned.
The two dangers in your house you don't know about right after this.
Don't go away.
If something's so important that it's going to kill you, why do you make somebody watch a commercial before you tell them?
Stories are selected or slanted to please advertisers or the owners of the media. Corporations, interest groups, and other organizations would not expend such huge sums on PR if it didn't work.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Baron von Pelsmacher's Gelukkige
verjaardag.
Adam. En nog vele leuke jaren.
En nog vele leuke jaren.
Hail the foots. Your birthday's tomorrow. Yesterday.
Yes, no, my birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, yeah. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the email. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the tweet, John. Really appreciate it. Very nice of you.
You're welcome.
Epic fail.
Finally donating after listening for the last 4 months, says No Agenda. Has the best entertainment value of all podcasts. Mowingwithease.com. Mow down the weeds and grass, and when that's done, off with the heads of the douchebags.
If you'd like to support this program, if you're listening and you think it's giving you some entertainment, just consider what you spend on other entertainment. NoAgendaMeetup.org. You can organize your own meetup. JustTryingToGetBy.com. GeneticallyModifiedCrack.com. SlavesWithNoAgenda.com. He got a whole bunch of the golf balls for this tournament and wrote noagenda.ca on them.
Well, you know, you can have golf balls custom printed. I think somebody should buy a bunch of them and give them out to all their buddies who are golfers.
Yeah. OralSexLicense.com.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Oh, how nice.
Happy birthday, Adam. Happy birthday, Adam.
Thanks for the two of you not being douchebags. Well, I don't know about that. No Agenda is the best podcast in the world. Dame Tanya. BePositive.org. I'm a $5 a month subscriber, but my annual birthday present to myself is to throw a little extra your way, so she's gone from being a sponsor to a donor. Thanks for the best podcast ever. Most of my news comes from you guys now, and you have taught me how to question everything. Good. OutputBusiness.com. NoAgendaNation.com, which has some mugs and t-shirts and miscellaneous things, but also has a donation page that goes straight to us.
The kids came by and cooked for me for my birthday.
What kids?
My daughter and her boyfriend, Juan. He made
porn. Is his name porn?
His name is porn. That was Juan. Although, unfortunately, from now on, his name will be porn. What is the deal with piñatas?
Hey, man, we got a piñata, man.
It's very violent. It's a violent
thing. Yeah, it is. It's the Mexican way.
I think she gave me pot full of pepper plants.
Pot? She gave you a pot?
Pot full of pepper plants.
Oh.
You know, I'm like big guy. Like, oh, I'll just eat this 5,000 lumen one here. The little one.
Scotch bonnet. You don't put those in your mouth. You got to be nuts.
Yeah, well, I've learned this.
I left my Uggs outside the rig. I need new Uggs now.
She got me a new pair of Uggs. So the old Uggs are now officially retired.
You actually walk around in public wearing those?
Sometimes.
You got more guts than I do.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Crocs.
I don't have Crocs. Those are Speedos.
It's the upmarket Croc. Whatever. It's horrible. And you wear them with gray wool socks. NoAgendaEverywhere.com. HTTP refer spoofing PR initiative for NoAgendaShow.com.
No one in their right mind would come up with this idea.
Correct.
And I like it.
The funniest clip of the week right after this.
Dvorak.org. /NA.
I'm not going to do funny.
I got funny.
I don't want funny.
No service for you!
U.S. is appealing to Palestinians to stall UN vote. because the U.S. is going to veto that if it happens, but they don't want to. So they're going to try to say, look, don't embarrass us. See, here's the deal. You got a 2012 election coming up. You're not going to let the Palestinians have a seat at the U.N. because Obama is going to lose a huge portion of the American Jewish voter who's going to, you know, start questioning his every action. And they can't let you, whatever Susan Rice thinks or even what Obama thinks. They're not going to let this happen. Soldier, thinker, hunter, spy. Drawing a bead on Al-Qaeda. When in the last months or so did the New York Times ever use the term Al-Qaeda instead of Qaeda? So I have to assume that that means, I don't know what it means. It means something because they use Qaeda, and now they use Al-Qaeda. Now let me say, point out something. I've written for the New York Times. When you write anything for the New York Times, it's the most painful experience you've ever had. You go to an editor, and the editor basically looks up every word and every placement to make sure that it's kosher, and they do a database check. There's nothing that goes on in the New York Times that isn't carefully orchestrated by the editors.
I love, by the way, how you said to see if any word is kosher, and immediately someone in the chat room says, oh, more anti-Semitism on No Agenda.
Douchebag.
Government worker in Alaska who was getting the hell out because of possible atmospheric weirdness going on.
Adios, mofo.
I don't want to say too much, but the next day, there's like a 7.0 earthquake in Alaska. El Hierro. People have always talked about this big chunk of the Canary Islands breaking off, and that could then create a 100-foot tsunami and essentially swamp the east coast of the United States. There is increased earthquake activity, 4,200 minor earthquakes at El Golfo El Hierro in the Canary Islands in the past 5 weeks alone. 35,000 euros worth of
coincidence?
Seismic detection equipment was stolen.
I think not!
It's all heating up, and then all of a sudden someone steals this thing. Add to that the West Virginia Department of Homeland Security exercise of huge displacement of persons from the East Coast to West Virginia.
Ah, this is where this stems from.
The Department of Homeland Security wants West Virginia to be prepared for a mass migration.
You got to be very careful with this 9/11 stuff because, of course, the lies were so big. Definite conversation within the government about the use of weapons that can change weather and cause earthquakes. So this bubble over China, that bubble over China, you know what that is? That's a Tesla dome. I think this Canary Islands thing, I think it just really may happen. It would be a perfect place for it to happen. Because it goes, and then it will probably take a day or two before the tsunami hit the east coast of the United States.
Yeah, there's a lot of good news coverage, a lot of ads to be sold.
Hell yeah, and you can get everyone off to West Virginia.
That phenomenon that has been described in great detail, and I guess geologists have proven that if this shelf, it's a shelf,
yeah, it's a shelf
collapses into the ocean, it will lift a 100-foot high a wave that will travel across the entire Pacific or Atlantic Ocean, which will cause a suck back that'll be remarkable, by the way. You can run out and grab all kinds of shells and stuff.
I mean, you can find a couple mobsters and probably some bodies.
You can find a lot of things. You should be in a chopper because you're going to have to get up out of the air, into the air real fast.
My shells. I got my shells. Let's take off.
Get to the chopper!
If it hits Atlantic City, some of these coastal big towns right on the coast, there's no chance that they're going to... I mean, the cement buildings will be there, but it's going to wipe out all the structures, the wooden shit. And by the way, Atlantic City needs that.
Yeah, totally.
Have you ever been there? This place is a hellhole.
It's a crap hole.
The Japanese arm of Domino's Pizza boldly declared their intention of building the Milky Way's first pizzeria on the moon. Because they anticipate a large population of astronauts living and working on the moon in the very near future, they are now deciding on when the Galactic Pizza Parlor may actually see the light side of the moon.
There you go. Domino's Pizza on the moon.
Like you said, I think it's stupid to get into that discussion, but World Trade Center 7 still needs an explanation. I just set you up for it.
WTC 7 won't go away. I don't know where it is. Yeah, I told you, I kind of deleted everything from my cache because, you know, you can't have a relationship with someone. If you just stay on the World Trade Center stuff, you'll crap your pants.
One of Jesse Ventura's early acting jobs, if not his first.
She took my boy with her, a little boy she named Peppy.
My name is not Jared.
This is a minute of my life I'll never get back.
Why do you hurt me with this?
By your logic, I could claim that this rock keeps tigers away.
Oh, how does it work?
It doesn't work. It's just a stupid rock. But I don't see any tigers around here, do you?
Pizza, I want to buy your rock.
The TSA's existence doesn't mean anything. This is the most amazing douchebaggery I've ever seen, and it just...
Question on a security success scale. 0 to 10. Rate the effectiveness of the TSA 0 to 10.
It's a 9 or 10, John.
I'll give him a 9.2. There's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. I'd give him 9+.
They've caught zero terrorists. They didn't stop the shoe bomber. They didn't stop the undie bomber. And they might even make us less safe because more people end up driving because they don't want to be, caressed, maybe is the right word, so, at the airport. Driving is less safe than flying. I'll give them a 3. The fact of the matter is we can stop terrorist attacks without the TSA, and there's no evidence the TSA has prevented any of these attacks.
Your TSA deserves a 10 because nothing has happened.
Bullshit.
Forgive me if I'm incorrect, but is this not...
our national treasure.
Our public broadcast system that emanates this crap?
Yeah, the McLaughlin douchebags giving these douchebags 10 points for doing nothing. Whatever this government says is okay, let's do what they tell us to do. Slave mentality is irresponsible, and it just made me sick to hear that segment.
Well, they all take private jets. They don't give a crap.
Scientists working for the U.S. government secretly gave people sexually transmitted diseases as part of a study. At least 5,500 people in Guatemala, including prisoners, mental patients, and children, were experimented on. President Obama ordered a review of what happened, and now that panel has come out with this report.
Why are they talking about this? I mean, there's got to be a reason.
This goes on constantly. In 1995, biological and chemical agents used during the Gulf War had been manufactured in Houston, Texas, and tested on prisoners in the Texas Department of Corrections. First Amendment nut. The First Amendment nut is a guy who's named Lionel.
Last week, the Federal First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the First Amendment in a huge case. A Boston lawyer was arrested in 2007 for using his cell phone video camera to record a man who was being beaten by Boston cops. Bystanders were heard shouting, "You're hurting him!" Glick never interfered or obstructed the police in any way. He was 10 feet away and merely recorded what was occurring in open view before the world. Well, the Boston cops said, "Oh, no, you don't," and they arrested him. For what, you ask? Oh, these guys are imaginative. They charged him with violating a wiretap statute that prohibits secret recording, even though they admitted there was nothing secret about it. Wait, there's more. They also charged him with aiding the escape of a prisoner, and of course the, when all else fails charge, disturbing the peace. Oh, and what would normally be called destroying evidence, if done by you or me, the cops erased all but one snippet of the recording. Now, the trial court threw out the charges, so Glick filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. The First Circuit held, the filming of police carrying out their taxpayer-funded duties is a fundamental and self-evident right. And that right doesn't extend to the professional press alone. The court held that with the advances in cell phone and digital video recording, many images of critical events come from bystanders and not necessarily the professional credentialed media with a press pass. Oh, these are new times, Jethro.
They know you're going to be miles away before you find out you got fucked, okay?
Some cops, not all, but some cops have developed an arrogance and hubris that are being fed by a new trend of militarized officer-friendly. Some cops are being schooled in the delusion that you and I are the enemy, and they need to be re-educated. We need to remind them that they work for us. We pay them and empower them to enforce the laws that we enact. We are the repository of power. The Constitution is a limitation on government, not a limitation on us. It is fundamental and axiomatic that we, as citizens and taxpayers, are the boss. And so long as we don't ever interfere with or endanger cops by obstructing or opposing them, we have an absolute and unfettered right to monitor everything they do in our name and under the color of authority that we grant them. I can't say this enough. They work for us.
First they drug you, then they fuck you. And when they're done fucking you, along comes the insurance company and fucks you some more.
You can legally film police at work. A citizen is a journalist. You guys, for the First Amendment, he must be a nut.
The Second Amendment refers specifically to personal ownership of guns for use in a state militia, not to just go around and blow other people's heads off when you feel like it.
douchebag.
The Republican Party believes America has more crazy people than other countries. And I don't give a good goddamn if the gun you're raffling off, partner, is a Glock or a Jeremy Glick. Just keep your violence fetish to yourself until we get past the one-year anniversary of the day somebody in your town and your gun-crazed state and climate walked up to your congressman and put a hole in her head.
Douchebag.
Olbermann is a douche. He's full of crap from the beginning. I don't mind somebody having a negative opinion about the Second Amendment or guns. I don't care. It's their opinion.
Then put a new amendment in and get rid of it.
Exactly. If they're so upset about it,
get rid of it.
Repeal it. Yeah. They're bitching about the Republicans wanting to repeal the 14th Amendment, which has makes some logical sense because it's only referring to slaves.
Shut up, slaves!
I'm thinking I should run for president in 2016. Would you be my VP?
Yeah, sure.
Would you be my Cheney?
I'd be your Cheney.
Are you Cheney?
Vote for Curry Dvorak 2016. Crackpot and Buzzkill, we're a balanced ticket. Just send us your cash.
You have to work with each individual state to get them to put you on the ballot, and that you'd need a huge organization to do that. So if you get the organization I'm in, we do have to protect certain aspects of the Constitution that some media
person. That's all we do. That's all we do. And the first thing we do, is we deport Farid Zakaria, number one. Then we kick out Pierce Morgan. Miss Mickey would make a great first lady, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Yeah, I think actually the president probably should carry a sidearm in this day and age.
Yeah, we got to have some crazy hats as a president and vice president. Maybe we should run for 2014. Maybe we should do it this time around. Maybe
2012.
Yeah, whatever. Like our current president knows what year it is. Come on, I'm on track here. Curry Dvorak 2016, everybody. I think it's the ticket.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
336.nashownotes.com.
Squirrel!
Dvorak.org/NA